Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
What is something that really troubles me? Well, like everyone else these days, I worry about earning enough to pay my monthly bills, my rent, and all the other current living expenses. I want to be secure for the future and make sure I will have everything I need and maybe start saving some money. I am so afraid of losing everything I own.
Speaker B.
What do I worry about? Oh, about a lot of different things. Money, politics, the weather. But my greatest concern is my mum and dad. I have a good job with a foreign firm and I am living overseas at the moment. I am so worried about them. I'm afraid they won't be able to deal with all their problems. If anything happens to them when I'm away, I won't be able to come back home quickly enough to help.
Speaker C.
I think my biggest worry today is my career. I'm 26 now, and I've spent the last few years travelling. Most of my university friends have settled down. They work hard and have made a good start to their careers. So I began to worry that when I go back home, I will be too old for companies to want me. What shall I do then? That's a tough question. I do not want to be unemployed.
Speaker D.
Every time I look in the mirror, I feel nervous. I'm afraid of getting fat, as I love pizza and hamburgers. I like shopping a lot and always buy sweets. I know I shouldn't, but I can't help it. Like any other woman in her 30s, I'm really afraid of gaining extra kilograms. But I just can't say no to cakes and sweets. Who can?
Speaker E.
What am I afraid of? Well, recently, I visited a friend of mine in Shanghai, and she made a comment that I thought was very interesting. She said, I look as though I have plenty of money. I don't, but compared to ordinary people in the street, I look like I have a lot of money. I am really afraid of someone thinking that I have a lot of money and trying to rob me, especially if they have a gun. I have a little bit of paranoia about guns and robbers.
Speaker F.
I guess I worry about the usual things, like getting in shape for the summer or being healthy and fit. I think being healthy is the most important thing. So, I exercise regularly and watch what I eat. You know, it's all about getting the right amount of vitamins, minerals, and fibre. I need this body to last at least another 50 years.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
What is something that really troubles me? Well, like everyone else these days, I worry about earning enough to pay my monthly bills, my rent, and all the other current living expenses. I want to be secure for the future and make sure I will have everything I need and maybe start saving some money. I am so afraid of losing everything I own.
Speaker B.
What do I worry about? Oh, about a lot of different things. Money, politics, the weather. But my greatest concern is my mum and dad. I have a good job with a foreign firm and I am living overseas at the moment. I am so worried about them. I'm afraid they won't be able to deal with all their problems. If anything happens to them when I'm away, I won't be able to come back home quickly enough to help.
Speaker C.
I think my biggest worry today is my career. I'm 26 now, and I've spent the last few years travelling. Most of my university friends have settled down. They work hard and have made a good start to their careers. So I began to worry that when I go back home, I will be too old for companies to want me. What shall I do then? That's a tough question. I do not want to be unemployed.
Speaker D.
Every time I look in the mirror, I feel nervous. I'm afraid of getting fat, as I love pizza and hamburgers. I like shopping a lot and always buy sweets. I know I shouldn't, but I can't help it. Like any other woman in her 30s, I'm really afraid of gaining extra kilograms. But I just can't say no to cakes and sweets. Who can?
Speaker E.
What am I afraid of? Well, recently I visited a friend of mine in Shanghai, and she made a comment that I thought was very interesting. She said I look as though I have plenty of money. I don't. But compared to ordinary people in the street, I look like I have a lot of money. I am really afraid of someone thinking that I have a lot of money and trying to rob me, especially if they have a gun. I have a little bit of paranoia about guns and robbers.
Speaker F.
I guess I worry about the usual things, like getting in shape for the summer or being healthy and fit. I think being healthy is the most important thing. So, I exercise regularly and watch what I eat. You know, it's all about getting the right amount of vitamins, minerals, and fibre. I need this body to last at least another 50 years.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True, какие не соответствуют 2. False, и о чем в тексте не сказано, то есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Holly. I need to talk to you.
Hi, Carter. We've got about 10 minutes before Professor LaBelle comes. How can I help you?
Holly, may I borrow your notes? I'll give them back tomorrow.
Sorry, but I usually go to the cafeteria and review them. Say, why don't you copy them over in the library?
Okay. I think I've got enough coins for the machine. You're a lifesaver, Holly.
No problem. But I don't understand why you need my notes, Carter. You haven't missed any classes. Have you lost your notebooks?
No, of course not. But weekday mornings, I'm a cashier at a coffee shop. After work, I come directly to school, and boy, am I beat.
Wow, you must be really exhausted.
That's exactly why I want to borrow your notes. I've been nodding off during class, so my notes aren't very good. But I need them badly. The exams are coming and I'm short of time.
Well, here's Professor LaBelle. He's about to start lecture. How are you feeling?
I'm usually awake at the beginning, but 10 minutes into class and I have trouble keeping my eyes open.
Listen, I need someone to study with, and you need someone to keep you awake. Want to be study companions?
Yeah, I'd sure appreciate it.
Okay, let's start today at the library. We should go there anyway. I'll have to grab a bite to eat in the cafeteria. I'm hungry. Would you go with me?
No, thanks. We have someone from the International Center coming to speak to the students about extracurricular activities, so I'll join you in the library. Oh no, it looks like the professor has brought along some more of his slides. Push me if I start falling asleep.
I'm afraid I won't be very helpful. His slides make me sleepy too.
Anyway, can you wake me up as soon as he finishes showing them?
Okay, you owe me an ice cream.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, Holly. I need to talk to you.
Hi, Carter. We've got about 10 minutes before Professor LaBelle comes. How can I help you?
Holly, may I borrow your notes? I'll give them back tomorrow.
Sorry, but I usually go to the cafeteria and review them. Say, why don't you copy them over in the library?
Okay. I think I've got enough coins for the machine. You're a lifesaver, Holly.
No problem. But I don't understand why you need my notes, Carter. You haven't missed any classes. Have you lost your notebooks?
No, of course not. But weekday mornings, I'm a cashier at a coffee shop. After work, I come directly to school, and boy, am I beat.
Wow, you must be really exhausted.
That's exactly why I want to borrow your notes. I've been nodding off during class, so my notes aren't very good. But I need them badly. The exams are coming and I'm short of time.
Well, here's Professor LaBelle. He's about to start lecture. How are you feeling?
I'm usually awake at the beginning. But 10 minutes into class, and I have trouble keeping my eyes open.
Listen, I need someone to study with, and you need someone to keep you awake. Want to be study companions?
Yeah, I'd sure appreciate it.
Okay, let's start today at the library. We should go there anyway. I'll have to grab a bite to eat in the cafeteria. I'm hungry. Would you go with me?
No, thanks. We have someone from the International Center coming to speak to the students about extracurricular activities, so I'll join you in the library. Oh no, it looks like the professor has brought along some more of his slides. Push me if I start falling asleep.
I'm afraid I won't be very helpful. His slides make me sleepy too.
Anyway, can you wake me up as soon as he finishes showing them?
Okay, you owe me an ice cream.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Fred. This is almost the end of the year, so tell me, how was your year?
Oh, I've experienced a lot and undertaken a lot of new responsibilities. I'd say my life has changed fundamentally. I became a father, and I feel proud and happy about that. I also tried a new job in the construction business. And you know, I took part in a very unusual project. It was not connected with finance or business, but it was very rewarding.
What was it?
I tried working with children. Actually, it was amazing.
What was it exactly that you did when you worked with children?
Basically, it was in a rehabilitation centre for disabled children. I spent 2 days a week with them. Actually, I attended classes with them and just played with them, interacted with them during the day and supervised their weekend activities.
Oh, that sounds really great.
Yes, it was the first time I had done something like that. It was quite challenging because I was a bit afraid at first. I wasn't sure how to treat them. I wasn't sure what exactly I should do. There was something about those children that made them different. One minute they were depressed, and the next they became very excited. But the instructors were very nice, and they explained that, you know, I had to be myself and treat them like any other children, like normal children. And that's what I tried my best to do.
So you must have learned so much. It probably changed your attitude to a lot of things.
Yes, it has. It has really changed me because I have more patience now. Earlier, I mean, I used to be quite stubborn and used to make decisions irrationally. But now I've calmed down. And I always question myself before doing something, so I think, in that way, I've completely changed.
Could you say that what you've learned through your experience of working with children has also helped you in other areas of your life?
Apart from developing a more patient side, I've mastered some nursing skills. You know, now I know how to take care of my baby son.
Okay, I feel that I can learn a lot from you, and maybe I should do the same thing, become a more rounded person.
You should.
Well, Fred, I'm just curious. What is it like being a father?
Ah, right. I think I should first talk about what it was like not being a father. Being me and not being a father. I was a very lazy person. I was an incredible time waster. I would have all this free time to make use of, and I would probably just sit in front of TV, or I'd probably go to a pub. I loved spending time with my friends, in the warm and friendly atmosphere of a pub. Anyway, I took time for granted. I had so much of it. Once I became a father, suddenly my time disappeared. But strangely enough, it taught me to appreciate the time I have. My time is very limited now. I'm a lot busier at work, and I have more responsibilities than ever before. I also have to help my wife at home and make some time for charity activities. I actually make much more use of my time now than ever before, and I still go to the sports centre and play paintball with my friends.
Yeah, so when you first have a kid, do you lose a lot of sleep?
Well, something that carried over from my previous lifestyle was an ability to sleep very well, whatever the circumstances. And fortunately, I have a very understanding wife. So if the child wakes up during the night, she looks after him and doesn't wake me up. I have to work hard during the day and need some rest, at least at night. I am never home before 8 in the evening. Anyway, I'm such a good sleeper that even if he cried for hours, it wouldn't wake me up. I don't think there are many fathers like me. I've spoken to some other fathers, and they don't have the same talent as I do.
What a lucky man you are.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Fred. This is almost the end of the year, so tell me, how was your year?
Oh, I've experienced a lot and undertaken a lot of new responsibilities. I'd say my life has changed fundamentally. I became a father, and I feel proud and happy about that. I also tried a new job in the construction business, and you know, I took part in a very unusual project. It was not connected with finance or business, but it was very rewarding.
What was it?
I tried working with children. Actually, it was amazing.
What was it exactly that you did when you worked with children?
Basically, it was in a rehabilitation centre for disabled children. I spent 2 days a week with them. Actually, I attended classes with them and just played with them, interacted with them during the day, and supervised their weekend activities.
Oh, that sounds really great.
Yes, it was the first time I had done something like that. It was quite challenging, because I was a bit afraid at first. I wasn't sure how to treat them. I wasn't sure what exactly I should do. There was something about those children that made them different. One minute they were depressed, and the next they became very excited. But the instructors were very nice, and they explained that, you know, I had to be myself and treat them like any other children, like normal children. And that's what I tried my best to do.
So you must have learned so much. It probably changed your attitude to a lot of things.
Yes, it has. It has really changed me because I have more patience now. Earlier, I mean, I used to be quite stubborn and used to make decisions irrationally. But now I've calmed down, and I always question myself before doing something, so I think, in that way, I've completely changed.
Could you say that what you've learned through your experience of working with children has also helped you in other areas of your life?
Apart from developing a more patient side, I've mastered some nursing skills. You know, now I know how to take care of my baby son.
Okay, I feel that I can learn a lot from you, and maybe I should do the same thing. Become a more rounded person.
You should.
Well, Fred, I'm just curious. What is it like being a father?
Ah, right. I think I should first talk about what it was like not being a father. Being me and not being a father. I was a very lazy person. I was an incredible time waster. I would have all this free time to make use of, and I would probably just sit in front of TV or I'd probably go to a pub. I loved spending time with my friends in the warm and friendly atmosphere of a pub. Anyway, I took time for granted. I had so much of it. Once I became a father, suddenly my time disappeared. But strangely enough, it taught me to appreciate the time I have. My time is very limited now. I'm a lot busier at work, and I have more responsibilities than ever before. I also have to help my wife at home and make some time for charity activities. I actually make much more use of my time now than ever before, and I still go to the sports centre and play paintball with my friends.
Yeah, so when you first have a kid, do you lose a lot of sleep?
Well, something that carried over from my previous lifestyle was an ability to sleep very well, whatever the circumstances. And fortunately, I have a very understanding wife. So if the child wakes up during the night, she looks after him and doesn't wake me up. I have to work hard during the day and need some rest, at least at night. I am never home before 8 in the evening. Anyway, I'm such a good sleeper that even if he cried for hours, it wouldn't wake me up. I don't think there are many fathers like me. I've spoken to some other fathers, and they don't have the same talent as I do.
What a lucky man you are.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.